Welcome to the Ideas Lab Predictor podcast from the University of Birmingham. In each edition, we hear from an expert in a different field who gives us insider information on key trends, upcoming events, and what they think the near future holds.
Today, I'm with Professor Janesh Gupta, who's Professor of Obstetrics and Gynaecology at the University of Birmingham and also has an honorary contract at Birmingham Women's Hospital. Hi, Janesh.
Hi.
You've just published some major research which might have a big impact on women's healthcare.
Yes, I mean, this is a very large, in fact it represents the largest trial in the world that has looked at medical therapies that are used for the treatment of heavy periods. So women who come with a significant quality of life impact, having had heavy periods for usually many years, and it has a bearing on several of their factors in their life, work, social, family, sexual. These factors have all been a major impact. Women with this condition are now able to access, with the results from the study, access to very good treatments now available by their general practitioner.
So this is about the Mirena coil?
Yes.
Yeah.
The study looked at randomizing women, so allocating them either to the Mirena coil or other treatments that either you take as tablets, so tranexamic acid, mefenamic acid, the combined oral contraceptive pill, or injections of progesterones versus the Mirena. So what the idea was really to see which one of those two types is going to be the most effective. We found that outstandingly better results were achieved with the Mirena coil, and that is sustained over 2-year follow-up period, which is the first time point that we have reported on in our paper in the New England Journal of Medicine.
So you've been looking at it over this 2-year?
Over the 2-year period, correct. Yeah. So we've recruited 571 women, all from general practice regions within the West Midlands, East Midlands, and a little bit further apart. And these women were basically presenting the general practice patients who said, I've got a heavy periods, and we then recruited them into those two arms.
So they were all women whose lives are being made a misery by suffering heavy periods.
So the idea was really to assess their quality of life, and we used a disease-specific heavy periods menstrual quality of life instrument, and we showed that the change that they saw at 6 months, 12 months, and 2 years was dramatically better, significantly better with the Mirena coil compared to the oral or standard usual treatment arm.
Now, the Mirena coil was already licensed for this kind of use. So
yes.
Is it just the case that it wasn't being used very much in this way? People didn't really know that it could do this?
Yes, it was licensed for its use. It is licensed for use as a contraceptive as well. But I think what was happening is that the women were not necessarily being treated in primary care. So there were GPs were not necessarily using it in a extensive manner, because they thought that the patients need to be referred for assessment first before the Mirena coil should be used. This trial should say that if you've got a woman who comes to you at a point of contact, by examining her and she's found to be a normal uterus and she has no other factors that shouldn't exclude her from treatment, that GP can now treat that patient, and the first line choice of treatment would be the Mirena coil.
So that means that the woman wouldn't have to be referred to hospital, she wouldn't have to see a consultant, she could be treated in a GP surgery?
Correct. Exactly right.
So quite a revolution.
Yes, because it means at a first point of contact, without all the anxiety of having to go to the hospital.
And the time of taking
time off work. Mm. She's now been able to treat in her local practice. Now, it may be that particular GP doesn't have the skills to fit that coil in, but there are systems put into place in general practice where they can refer to enhanced centres where there are GPs skilled in fitting coils in. So there will be areas within the general practice system that will allow that particular patient to be referred nearby, have the coil fitted, And it's going to have a dramatic improvement in her quality of life just by that one, potentially that one visit.
Amazing. So saving time, saving money.
Yes.
And giving a solution to a patient a lot more quickly.
That's right. And we've shown that, in fact, and other studies have actually shown that if you refer patients to hospital, they potentially undergo unnecessary treatments. So this will also avoid that.
So if you're a patient out there, you're suffering from heavy periods,
yeah.
The message is you can go to your doctor and you can talk about this.
Yes. Talk to your doctor about it. Your doctor should be able to examine you. If there are no obvious reasons like large fibroids or anything that is untoward in the history that suggests that you need to be referred to the hospital, then potentially the treatment might be having a marinoquil fitted as first choice. Now, remember that marinoquil is a contraceptive. So this is where women don't want to try for pregnancy in the near future. But our study even showed that the other arm, where they were given tranexamic acid or mefenamic acid, those treatments are effective treatments for heavy periods, but not as effective as the marinoquil. So if you don't want to have contraception and are wanting to have a pregnancy, then use of tranexamic acid and mefenamic acid is the alternative. So the trial has actually shown benefit in two different ways. So it's not in the risk that in the future I'm not going to be able to get pregnant because I have to have a marinoquil for my heavy periods. You can still have an effective method of treatment and still achieve a pregnancy if desired.
So it's giving women a choice.
Yes, it's giving them a choice either way, which is very good.
Well, thank you very much for sharing all that information with us, Janice. I know there's quite a lot of information available on the website for people who are interested in finding out more about this, and probably it would be quite a lot of people, I imagine, that this could make a difference to. And I believe that the NICE guidelines may actually change because of this.
Yes, we would hope that the NICE guidelines will now say that the first line choice for treatment for heavy periods in primary care should be the marinoquil. And it, I think, will be a benefit to further the research when we follow up our patients for 5 years follow-up to see what effects these treatments have had over the longer period of time. And I think, interestingly, more data will come out at 5 years and, if not, at 10 years to see what happens to these patients over the longer period. Most studies have done things usually between 6 and 12 months follow-up. So our study not only represents the largest number of patients we've recruited, but we've recruited them as currently the longest 2-year follow-up. But I think interesting data from whether surgical interventions are reduced at 5 years and possibly at 10 years. And if that gets shown, then it would be a significant impact on patients, not only quality of life, but need for surgical intervention.
Professor Janice Gupta, thank you very much for taking the time to tell us about this piece of research. I know you've got to probably rush off and deliver some babies now. The other part of your job.
No, that's fine. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
This podcast and others in the series are available on the Ideas Lab website, www.ideaslabuk.com. On the website, you can find out how to email us with comments, questions, or suggestions for future topics for the podcast. There's also information on the free support Ideas Lab has to offer to TV and radio producers, new media producers, and journalists. The interviewer for the Ideas Lab Predictor podcast was Lucy Vernal,